CFM's Friday Night Sport.
If it happens in Cumbria and South West Scotland, it's on CFM.
Cumbria and South West Scotland.
CFM.
CFM's Friday Night Sport.
CFM.
On tonight's show, we speak to all our football managers for a minute. We'll be reflecting on the Rugby League season. There's a Speedway Fast to talk about, and we have another top prize to give away. Details coming up shortly, but first...
What about the Herminator? Where's he?
He's down on the outside the stadium here. We'll see if we can get him. Are you there, Steve? Hello?
Thanks again. Still out on the streets of Cardiff in front of the Millennium Stadium, getting ready for the big match with a few fans again. What do you think for the big match then?
We're going to win 3-2. Kevin Gray scores a winner, 93rd minute.
What do you think?
Well, I think 4-1. And I'm sure Chris Billy's going to score the winner today.
There we go. The party atmosphere continues ahead of the game. Full match coverage live on CFM from 1:30, Carlisle United versus Swansea in the Football League Trophy Final. Back to you guys.
Causing havoc on the streets as always.
It's less than a quarter of an hour until Gretna will be walking out at Hampden Park, hoping to beat Dundee and gain a place in the Scottish Cup Final. More than 4,000 fans have bought tickets for the match. CFM's Steve Herman is with them.
Thanks, Chris. Well, Gretna's motto is living the dream, and that's certainly what is happening now. You can hear U2's Beautiful Day on the Tannoy system in the background. Let's hope it is. Weather-wise, it's not. It's a really cloudy day here in Glasgow. But at Hampden Park, there's a real party atmosphere ahead of the big day. It's Gretna's biggest day in their history. I'm inside the massive stadium now where there's a lot of empty seats. But when you consider that Gretna has a population of less than 4,000 and they've brought more than that, it's fantastic. And they're definitely making themselves heard as well. I spoke to a few of the Black and White Army outside Hampden earlier, and they can't wait.
It's absolutely crazy. Like, I can't believe it's such a wee place like Gretna. For my money, they've got to be through, like, definitely.
I would say about 2-0 to Gretna. Like, everybody's just jumped on the bandwagon, and it just seems to keep rolling on.
When it comes to flood defences, Cockermouth town councillors think it's unfair that millions of pounds is spent on Carlisle, but places such as their town are ignored. Town Mayor Councillor Alan Smith is not impressed.
The same time as the floods in Carlisle, Cockermouth was the main street area, was decimated by the floodwaters. I think it's just laughable.
Councillor Smith is also a part of Allerdale Borough Council, and he's disappointed with them for stalling on the issue. However, it's not all bad news for Cockermouth. Despite having less funding than other areas in the county, he said plans are in place for flood defences.
Blow up bags when need the water, they actually expand into a sandbag. I think they've got to cost about £3 apiece. Now, these can be put into people's houses and just packed away. We've also had talks with the Housing Association down in Solway of putting a pile of sandbags around their area when there's adverse weather conditions have been forecast.
Love is in the air. Looking for love this Valentine's Day? Well, what better way to find it than with a llama? A llama? Yes, apparently llama trekking in Threlkeld will lead you on the path to love, because Lakeland Llama Treks are doing speed dating llama treks. Mary Walker, who set up the business, told me more about it.
Quite an unusual concept, really, I suppose. One day one of our staff happened to mention that we meet such lovely people when we're out on the treks and get to know people from all walks of life. She said it would make a brilliant speed dating because you could swap llamas every 20 minutes. And we all sort of had a good laugh about it. But then when we started thinking about it, it actually did seem to make sense. So we thought, well, why not?
And dispel any myths about llamas. Yeah, they're right next to us now and they seem really cool creatures.
They are they're delightful creatures. They've got beautiful temperaments. The first thing people usually say is, do they spit? Well, it's like saying, does a dog bite? Yes, llamas can spit, but they generally only spit at each other, and it's usually over food or territorial things. So you'd have to really annoy a llama to get it to spit at you.
I was going to say, it hasn't spit at me yet, no. So I'm okay at the moment. There's also some music to go along with it to soothe the animals, I believe.
It's Peruvian panpipe music. I mean, the llamas are from Peru and South America. We like to take the music along with us. The llamas do seem to enjoy it, and so does everybody else.
Fine. Finally, really the message is, if you're looking for love, get a llama.
Exactly, yeah. Come on a love trek.
This is Steve Herman reporting for CFM in the hills in Threlkeld with Larry the Llama. Come here, Larry, let's go for a romantic candlelit dinner. The driver sustained serious injuries in the crash, and died shortly afterwards.
But yeah, you shouldn't give a man like Lee Trundle that much space to chest it down. Great finish, to be fair.
Oh, now's not a good time, lads. You just placed a £4 million bet on the roulette table.
I spoke to a few of the Black and White Army outside Hampden earlier, and they can't wait.
The rain is pouring down here on Warwick Road.
and residents are concerned, but they're not panicking as yet.
Is it simply preparation for the cup final? Because domestically you've broken all the records you can, you've picked up the trophy and all of that, so is it simply preparation?
Well, the best idea for you, Pete, is to make what is called a mind bet.
I think it's about time we gave them a call, though.
This is our cup final. It's the Players' Cup final.
This is unbelievable. As the dream goes on, as it says in the T-shirts, it's just superb.
That was absolutely fantastic. Best day ever.
Don't forget the feeling.
Don't forget the feeling.
Because it's a feeling that you have to use as your own positive things. We have got to make sure that this is the only disappointment we have this season.
Can you feel the tranquility in the air?
Yeah, let's hope Gray and Livesey are stalking him today. They're not yet.
You've been thinking about that one all night, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Nah.
Oh, okay, then we'll check that one out.
So there you go, Steve Herman's best bits. So if you're ever feeling down, fella, and you think the world's against you, just put it on, have a listen, and realise what you did have, you Judas bastard. Nah, seriously, best of luck in the new job, and we're going to miss you. And I think there's only one more thing left to say.